there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey there, gamers. Welcome to Secret Levels Podcast. On this week's episode, we're going on a side quest for some big, meaty men slapping meat.
I'm player one, Toby.
Bam! Bam!
I'm player two, Goobs.
We also have some guests. Please introduce yourselves.
I am, I don't think I'm a player in this. I'm more like a referee. I'll go with a referee. I'm Lefko.
And I'm Poppy the Keaton the Run-In! Here with a steel chair to bring random justice to whoever bad guy deserves it.
And then we also have the fan in the crowd.
I'm actually player five. That's why I can't. I'm just player five. But I'm useless, Colton the Rat, whatever the fuck you call me.
Yes, my brother from Super Talk Bros.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
The
fuck that
ultimate
guy.
Heel in this room right now. Okay, so
Xbox heat.
Yeah. hey, Goobs, we are gathering our friends here today. Because we are going to talk wrestling video games in just a general sense. Like games that we liked growing up, our first wrestling game, because this weekend is WrestleMania. Which wrestle? Is it WrestleMania 30?
You were
close. Is that what we're on?
40,
that's right. I don't know all the Roman numeral numbers. XL, that's right. It's XL, right?
You don't know numbers that well. I don't know how to speak either because they're called numbers.
Numbers. But yeah, so I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to be like, wrestling. And you know what? I feel like that's half the reason we don't cover a bunch of wrestling games on our show. Like,
we've done a couple.
We've done a couple, but Goobs and I, we're big wrestling fans. It's kind of one of the reasons we met in the first place and then bonded over video games. And then we fell in love and we looked into each other's eyes and said, I do, and all that good stuff. I do.
Brown eyes.
I do to being a...
Not normal eyes.
brown eyes. Anyways... so I just thought this would be kind of a fun little, just talk about wrestling games and whatnot. So I've got
some... get a little hyped up for WrestleMania, brother.
Yeah. Now, the
maybe we'll shit on each other's heads.
Oh, jeez.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
You've been a good boy. You get a pat on the head.
That's what you would want. That's the best case scenario. Okay, so everyone, I wanted to know what everyone's like first wrestling game you ever played was. Do you remember it?
Yep.
I'll start this off.
Okay.
I think it was just like the Black Box wrestling game on Nintendo.
Really?
With like Starman and shit like that.
Wow.
I would watch wrestling as a young age, like young, with my grandpa all the time. So like. Saw a wrestling game and wanted to play that shit.
See, I don't think I started watching wrestling until like 95. I remember the blue steel cage.
I'm going to say like 85, 86.
Oh, so you...
Like two, when I was two or three, because I'd watch it all the time with my grandpa.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that you've been watching that long.
Yeah, it's... Life is sad, eh?
So you got the Black Box NES game. So mine, I think my first one that I ever played was the WWF Raw on Super Nintendo. And I just remember being so hyped up, like when you'd hear the, because if you selected the characters, it would play some of their music and stuff. Like it'd play Razor Ramones and stuff like that. It'd play, I just always remember going to Bam Bam Bigelow, even though I hated him as a kid, and his music going, bam, bam. But that was the first game. And I really enjoyed that game a lot when I was a kid until like I started trying to play other wrestling games. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I like these actually. But yeah, that's my first. What about you, Lethco?
My first one was WWF WrestleMania on the NES.
Damn.
Which, not an auspicious start.
No, those NES games are rough. They're so rough.
I remember that one in Steel Cage Challenge as well.
Now, thankfully, my second one was Tecmo Tag Team Wrestling, which wasn't too bad. Like, it tried some new stuff. Like, you actually had, like, an announcer on an NES wrestling game, which was kind of cool. It was all text at the bottom of the screen, but it was a lot more entertaining than WrestleMania, where all of your wrestlers look like they just came back from a proctologist appointment.
It was crazy that the text said, grab his dick and twist it.
He's gonna puke!
Yeah. Keaton, what's one of your first wrestling games you played that you can remember?
Same as Goobs, to be honest, the original pro wrestling on the NES. Starman, Great Panther, the Amazon, King Slender, all the classics.
See, I just didn't play that first wave of wrestling games. Like, it wasn't...
That's where we got that great meme from, man.
Yeah?
A winner is you.
Winner is you.
Well, I decided to wait on Colton last because he's the youngest one here.
I was going to say, yeah, fuck you old fucks. I was starting on a 2K19. And
2K19 is when the first game you played?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Somebody's oldies, baby.
Oldies, you fucking.
Did you go back and play any of the like older ones? You just started at 2K19? Wow, so you don't really have much experience with wrestling games. I thought you had more.
You want to know when I first watched wrestling?
When was that? I was 14. You're 14. Well, people don't know how old you are. Or what?
That was 6 years ago.
6 years ago, there you go. Jeez.
Okay.
I thought, man, see, because my kid and Colton used to watch wrestling together, and like Colton got super hardcore into it, and that I just feel like that was so much longer ago.
So what's really funny is we were looking at some of the stuff, like going through the garage sale, and
we're getting ready for a garage sale this weekend also.
But I found a bunch of my old wrestling figurines, and I found a little breakable announcer's table and the apron to a
It's weird that you called them figurines.
Well, because
I know that's what they are, but like they're action figures, dude.
Action figurines.
Well, because like I didn't.
If he would have called them figurine dolls, I would have just walked over there and bitch slapped him right now, guys.
Okay, well, let me ask.
Just straight doll.
did anybody ever play with the wrestling, the action figures?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We all did.
Okay, but did you use the VHS tapes for the barrier?
Oh yeah, this fool went to Goodwill and got a bunch of VHSs to make a barrier around his entire ring.
You're goddamn right.
That's actually pretty smart.
It was smart.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I got to give.
That's probably the smartest thing you've ever done in your life, Colton.
Fuck yeah.
That's the peak.
Other than like, instead of turning the
he peaked at 15.
No, I peaked at like.
This is Oblivion's
13.
Peak right there, man.
Was that a knocked loose joke? Oh,
no, so awesome. No, it wasn't.
But my peak was when I learned that you had to turn the peanut butter jar left instead of right.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Anyways, moving on.
You got to turn them right if you're Australian.
Although, no, if you don't mind a little segue, I'm curious what props, items did people have to go with their wrestling? I used to have VHS tapes like not the tape itself, but the cover that the with the little plastic case that would the cover the tape would come in.
Yeah.
Those would be my caskets for casket matches with The Undertaker.
That's incredible. Because
the Hasbros fit in there just perfect.
That's sick.
I had a lot, man. We probably dropped like two. My mom probably dropped like $200 on a bulk. There was like little kendo sticks, little caskets and stuff like that.
Oh, so you actually had like the toys.
I will say that there are some really cool accessories you can get for them now. And it's just,
oh, yeah.
Like 6 years ago, you didn't have that much, you know? It was really cool.
Six years ago, he didn't have that much, man. you had a Titantron that's a fucking has a screen on it.
Yeah,
listen, you could put a tablet in there and fucking play
yeah.
Them.
Shut the hell up about we didn't have that much 6 years ago. Go back 30 years like us, you asshat.
I didn't have belts. I had to use the little He-Man harnesses for belts. You weren't the Intercontinental Champion belt holder. You had Skeletor's harness. And that was your symbol of pride that you were the Intercontinental Champion, dagnabbit.
I make little ones out of cardboard and tin foil.
Me too. That's what I was about to say. I used to make my own and like make weapons and stuff. Like
fan signs and stuff, yeah.
All the inactive wrestlers that you weren't using at the time in the ring, you would make them hold signs.
Yeah.
We had to use wrestlers as other fucking wrestlers. Like, they weren't out.
Right, yeah.
I used to be special guests.
Like, have them because whatever reasons, right? Like, we couldn't get the new figure. Can't have Undertaker, so I guess this guy's going to fucking do.
Right.
The guy that looks like Roman Reigns. Oh, wait, he's actually Roman Reigns. He's coming into the ring.
You all had blessed childhoods because I did not have wrestling figures. I had to make do with Michelangelo, the Terminator, RoboCop, and a few G.I. Joes.
Yeah. Terminator's just powerbombing everyone.
Oh, I would use other toys in my fig fed.
You used to stomp on Lego.
Here comes Optimus. He was my champion for a while.
Well, heck yeah, of course he was. He's Optimus Prime.
He's fucking made of steel.
Well, okay, so I want to get back to the video games because...
We might segue again.
Yeah, no, we're definitely going to segue into all the wrestling realms, I'm sure. So I want to know your first, like that's your first game you played, but what was the first game you were absolutely obsessed with? Mine was WCW versus the World on PS1. And, like, one of the things I vividly remember is... I would go in, you could change the names of the belts, like you could create your own belt. So I would make a bunch of different belts, and I would make, you know, at the time I was a big Sting fan, so Sting would have every belt that you could make him hold. What was y'all's first obsession, like, wrestling game? Because I know we all had it.
Go
ahead.
Mine would probably be WWF Raw for take your pick, Super Nintendo, 32X, Sega Genesis. I didn't care what version it was.
Yeah.
The Royal Rumble mode in it, I was stuck on for the longest time. That one and the Gauntlet match mode.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I eventually got to the point I would set up 1-on-6 Gauntlet matches where I wouldn't have any backup. I just go in there like, I'm going to take on 6 in a row. Let's go.
Taking on 6 guys at a time, just like Colton.
All the time. 23 hours a week. Or 23 hours a day, all week.
Shut up.
Okay,
Jesus
we don't need
Christ.
Fucking Colton math.
Doing Steiner math over here.
There's a difference between girl math and Colton math.
Yeah.
Colton math just doesn't make sense. Girl math makes sense.
What about you, Goobs? What was your first obsession of a wrestling game?
I'm pretty sure this game came out in and or around my birthday. Because I used a lot of my birthday money for it. $120 it was brand new at the time for N64.
Holy fuck.
Too bad the battery life didn't hold there as well as the game did. I'm talking about fucking No Mercy.
Yes. I mean, look.
I'll still play that game now.
Yeah.
Me and Jen played that game together. Shout out to Jenny Bean. Like, we made the Oily Man Championship, which draws held. Because he was so oily, he broke his neck. That's a true story. Rest in peace, right? He passed away
in the last year or two.
Yeah, we were upset about that. Yeah, we have the Oily Man Championship. We make our own championships. We play through and, like, make our own characters. And then you turn on the game that one day and, like, oh, it's corrupted.
It's gone.
and all your shit's gone. Even if you back it up.
Devastating.
I'm pretty sure.
It's devastating. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, but there was so many game modes in that game, and making your own characters is so much fun. The whole N64 series of THQ wrestling video games is truly a blessed time to be a gamer.
I don't know.
And a wrestling fan.
I've got some written down that I was going to talk about that are THQ that are just like, rough. I actually think that WCW versus the World is THQ. Lethco probably knows that one since he recently covered that on Afterglow.
I know that it was Aki, but this is before they were called Aki, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But yeah, it was an Aki game, but then they went to the N64 and kind of honed their craft there.
Yeah, they definitely figured it out a little better.
It was indeed published by THQ, though. It was developed by Asmik, who turned into Aki, and the publisher was THQ.
Right. Keaton, do you have a first love of sorts, like where you just were obsessed with the game?
Oh, my. well, I do want to give a shout-out to the Nintendo 64 WWE games. They did help get me through college, me and the roomies. My first love had to go to the old WWF Royal Rumble game. And for the Super Nintendo, and the WWF Raw game as well. I don't remember which one had the super moves. One of them had, like, both of them had finishers. But one of them had super moves that you could input a button combo to do. And these were zany over-the-top things. Like, Owen Hart would do a whirlwind and spin around the ring and just knock everybody out. And Yokozuna would climb to the top rope and do a cannonball, and the ring would shake, and everybody would fall down. And on top of that,
I interrupted you. My apologies.
On top of that, they released some glorious videos to hype the stuff up, telling you how to do the moves, and they were ridiculous. You have these wrestlers in character, and like the Undertaker, I'm like, to do my super tombstone, you must press down, left, right, and X.
The Zuna guy is the
Yokozuna.
Isn't that is he black, or is he like?
No, he was the big sumo wrestler guy who was not actually.
I'm thinking of
the Japanese.
Who's the Big Daddy something?
Big Daddy V.
Yeah, Viscera or whatever.
Viscera.
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 Who was also Mabel.
Echidna, Chanda.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on, Goobs. Hold on. Let's just take a minute and bask in the glory of someone getting Viscera and Mil Mascaris confused. That has never happened before, and it will never happen again.
It will happen
again. Keith, you reminded me of a memory, too, like with that, you said college in that game. Yes. Me and my buddy would have, like, fucking, like, 45-minute to an hour-and-a-half matches of, like, pure reversals, like, we both knew the game so well. Just have, like, these epic fucking matches. Oh, so good.
Damn, y'all went to college? Fucking
losers. Yeah, me and Colton are bums.
Fucking losers.
Well, how obsessed did you get with 2K19 or whatever it was?
I'll tell you right now, it was pretty good. So one thing I'm not a big fan of with these newer games... is the
there's on. Only 6 years difference.
Hold on. God dang it. Is the fucking I don't know, there's a mechanic thing that's different. The things pop up on the bottom showing the damage. Like, it's cool. I don't like it though.
I don't remember. I kind of stopped playing some of the newer games for a while, especially there was like the Dark Ages is what I call it when I wasn't watching wrestling. But I've had a couple of really bad obsessions with certain games. One of them was WWF Attitude. I think I've told you about this, Goobs. When that game was like, you'd see advertisements in magazines for it, I would have dreams about that game before it came out because I was so hyped on it, because like you could create a wrestler and you could do all that. And WWF Attitude on PS1 was my obsession for the longest time, and I'd create wrestlers, which, look, I'm sure all of us are very, very bad about spending more hours creating wrestlers than playing the game sometimes.
Yeah.
P-railed wrestling. Ugh.
What was that?
Oh. P-railed wrestling.
Oh, well, yes, yes.
Talk about being obsessed with the game. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you don't know, Goobs used to do
it was mostly my partner in crime, Ripken.
Yeah, shout out
but
to...
We would do a hardcore wrestling, like, online fed on YouTube. You can still search it up. It's under Derailed Wrestling. Made our own universes, made our own...
Characters,
storylines, universe. Wait. It has a lot of podcasters in there, too.
You said a lot of our friends.
Derailed.
Derailed. Are we talking like you were cool and just didn't put the E, or...
Derailed, like you got...
Derailed.
Like a train derails.
I was just asking if he was cool enough to, like, not put the E.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, you guys... especially Ripken, we got to give a shout out to Ripken because he's the father of the Rage Meter.
Yes, he is.
He's the one that gave us that idea. You guys put in a lot of work, and he put in a crazy amount of work. Like, yeah. It's wild.
Look at all these characters, dude. We do like 3-hour pay-per-views and do like our actual commentary over top of everything else.
You now have 112 subscribers.
Nice. Yeah, check it out. It's definitely a passion of love.
Yeah.
Or love labor. I think our last show was like 4 hours or some shit.
Yeah, there's 4 hours, 1 minute, and 20 seconds.
Okay, so I want to ask, because, you know, creating wrestlers, I think that was always the funnest part, was like making yourself or whatever. What was your character? Me and Goobs have had this conversation a lot, because, like, there was a character, and I feel like everyone did it. It went to every game that you made or that you played. Like, you brought that wrestler into the next wrestling game that you played. Keaton, did you do it?
Actually, I usually just made a different character for each game, kind of based on who I was excited for at the time.
Okay.
The first creative character I ever made was a Kane clone. And his... Oh, geez, I am so embarrassed to be saying all this out loud.
Mine was worse, I guarantee it.
His whole character was that he was a big fan of Kane and thought that... Because at the time, an Attitude came out or whatever, Kane was no longer the big unstoppable monster. He was hanging out with X-Pac and getting his little voice microphone and going, "Sock it." And it was just so... I'm like, this is not the character that I fell in love with. So I made this character that was basically just like Revenge Kane. He's like, and I don't like Kane because Kane's gone soft and weak. And so his whole goal was to try to just get in a fight with Kane. And
that's, I like that storyline though. As embarrassed as you are, that's pretty clean.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're still a fucking loser though.
Oh, stop trying
stop
to
stop it.
He's trying so hard to be cool and take jabs at people.
I know. I'm good. Look, y'all do it to me all the time. my fucking nickname is useless, dog.
All right. Well, I took one shot at you because you get called Viscera Mascara.
Yeah, listen. It happens.
It does.
Who was your character, Colton?
How about we go ahead and let Goobs go next?
Let's let the stink air out of the room.
Fuck, damn it. Okay, fine. Do you want me to go or do you want to go?
I'll go. I don't care.
Okay, go.
I'd always, I'd make like a glorified version of myself. You know what I mean? Like,
you're talking like
version of me when I was younger.
Stuff? Yeah.
I would use my actual backyard wrestling name. I'd be Steve Aside, of course.
Who's Steve?
Yeah, who is that guy?
I know Goobs aside.
I can't remember. I think I used to. I like this one band growing up. It was a local band in around where I live, and they're called Nerve Pitch. I think I made a guy called that a couple times too because I like the name.
What was it?
Nerve Pitch.
Nerve Pitch.
Yeah, I just thought it was a cool name to have, like. A wrestling, like, character name.
Was he your tag team partner?
No, that was it was actually, you want to get really fucking nerdy here.
Oh, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear the nerdiness.
You sound so embarrassed, Goobs. What's
oh, yeah. No, this is bad. When the internet first came out, I was in Yahoo chat forums. Like Yahoo chat rooms, if anyone remembers those. Yeah, Colton, you won't because this is 20 years ago.
Well, Yahoo is fucking old, so.
Anyways, we would go into these chat rooms. I don't know if anyone else has done this. I'm sure some people have. This is really embarrassing. Welcome to the club, Keaton, where I'm joining the club. So my character would be Nerf Pitch. That was my wrestling name for this thing. And I had a group of people that we'd meet up with all the time. And we would do, we had a GM and we all play our characters and stuff. And like, we talk in character. And then when it came down to matches, you had to type in faster than the other person. And like really describe, like you reach out, grab the shoulder, put your head, like his head between your arm, like drop down, give a DDT. And like you have to describe everything that you're doing. If the other person reverses it, then it's their time to go. And you, so it's just like nonstop, like battling. It was fucking awesome.
My hand accidentally grazed their genitals.
Look, y'all are all like, this was embarrassing. This was embarrassing. Y'all are fucking creative little cool guys. I'm not as cool as y'all. Listen, just wait until I tell you what the fuck mine is.
You go last.
Well, we didn't have nothing else, though. We couldn't play wrestling games online, so that was our wrestling
game
online.
Yeah, that was online right there.
Listen, sometimes you gotta make toys out of bolognese and sticks, man. It happened, you know.
Okay.
Hey, unfortunately, y'all, I am getting word that my tag team partner is being attacked in the back, so I gotta run.
Hey.
Y'all have a good night.
Thanks for joining us for a little while,
Keaton. Thanks for
joining us. You're welcome. Have a good night, y'all.
Later,
bye.
Dude. Lethco, what about you? Did you have a creative character you brought to every game?
I just love hearing Useless talking about how creative all these characters are. I made Dean Ambrose from WWE before he joined
WWE. Oh my god, me fucking just too! Holy
pretty
shit!
Pretty well lit.
That is
well,
so
you just
talking,
put a white t-shirt and jeans on a guy and a random face?
A white tank top, usually blue jeans.
Me too!
Short
Holy
hair.
Shit!
Blue eyes, and I would keep the same generic character as time went on. And it gets a little bit funnier because I'd usually just call him Lethco. I'd use my online email for everything, so I'd call him Lethco. So later on in wrestling games, they've got these lists where they can actually pick names to announce your character.
I'm about to be so pissed if you steal my story because this is exactly everything about mine, too. Go ahead.
Here's the deal. You cannot find or make the name Lethco on any of these announcer list things, but Leo is on all of them.
Okay, okay. You're no gimmick infringement.
So, sadly enough, now my online Lethco wrestler has now turned into Leo because that's the closest I can get the online announcer to say it. Same thing of this day, though. Blue jeans, white tank top. Really short cropped hair, sometimes bald, depending on if the game doesn't have the really, really, really like buzzed cut hair.
Yeah.
And usually a goatee. Not the Steve Austin goatee. It's more like a black goatee, kind of like a Steven Seagal goatee, which is even worse.
All right, I suppose it's my turn.
No, I'm going to go next.
I'll go next.
Because mine was very close, and I started making mine back in WWF Attitude, and then it's same thing. They didn't have anything that was close to Toby. I guess Tony is in most games, but Toby. So I could never be Toby. But blue jeans, a white tank top shirt. He always my character for the longest time. Once I got a little older, this was something that was taken away. But he always had the Hardy Boys kind of like things on his arms, like during like the Nintendo 64 era.
My characters would wear that shit too.
Well, it was cool back then, you know. But always had elbow pads and stuff on. His name, because this was a selectable name in, I believe it was in Attitude, and I know it was in SmackDown. Daddy Mac. Daddy Mac was my wrestler name, and he went to every game with me. And then, like, there was also, like, in some of the games, you could have, like, a first and a last name, and the announcers would be like, Daddy, Mac. So, like, it would get real choppy like that. And then finally, it just got to where it was just Mac in most games. And guess what? He had a fucking son, Mac Jr. And they feuded all the time. So, yeah, that was...
Well, if he's got Mac Jr., then that would make him Big Mac, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, you ruined it for me. I can never make Daddy Mac again now because that's all I'll think of. Well, you know...
to come out to Return of the Mac.
I wrote off Mac Jr., so that's not canon anymore. Mac Jr. doesn't exist. That was a dream. It was a bad storyline from a different company.
You ready for me?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
Okay.
Talk into the microphone, though.
Okay, so yes. Online, currently, I use the name Striker, right? And I'm just going to give you that little bit of that backstory.
Okay.
Right, so my fucking guy, starting in 2K19, he had a little fucking hockey mask, all green, right? He had spiky hair. I'm already a little bit embarrassed. He had a... As y'all were saying, the white wife beater or whatever the fuck it is.
You had a wife beater too?
But I also had a mesh crop top on top of that.
Oh, jeez.
Or something or another.
Don't call it a wife beater when we're talking about wrestling. It brings up bad memories.
Yeah.
He had a...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus
what the
Christ.
Fuck my ears. Oh my God.
He had, you know, that back in the day when you'd wear them baggy shorts and like your socks up to your knees and you couldn't see where your socks ended and your shorts began.
Yeah, that was Lefko that played that.
He had those. It was all green and purple, right? And it started with, oh God. He had little nice little boots, and I maxed him out on the stats. And
of course you did. We all did.
And he had the
no.
No, I didn't.
Pretty sure he had the Undertaker's intro theme, and I'm talking, I went as far as to make the intro, I made a special ring.
Oh, yeah.
All of it, and it was all based on the same person. The worst part about it is his name was Cole X, and that's, listen, the reason I said my online name is Striker, like, I think it was 2020 and 2021, I changed his name to Striker, because, like, why the fuck did I name him Cole X? And I kept the X.
Because Jason X and Colton...
Oh, you're right. That is so right.
Because you had the hockey mask.
Yeah, that's so right. But
you're
yeah.
stupid.
But yeah, no. Listen. I used to fucking dog on Kane. But y'all were talking about the whole Kane brethren thing or the fucking...
Keaton was.
So it's really funny because my story for that was it was his long lost brother and there was a feud between Kane and The Undertaker when I was playing in my little storyline. So
so they had a third brother?
Yes, that's what that
oh,
was.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Paul Bearer was getting busy.
Yeah, he was. But later when I remade this character...
It's Ron Jeremy of WWE.
In 2020, I changed his name to Striker X, and that's why I have X's and Strikers.
That is so funny that that's what you're online. Like, look, I can. Daddy Mac is dead and in the past, unless I make him on the newest wrestling game. Your wrestler has followed your account name, dork.
I used to fucking. I got mad because I had to. I'm pretty sure I sold a one of those big ass fucking. Throw it on the side of the Xbox 360, the storage devices.
The hard drives?
Yeah, and I had to remake them. And you want to hear the worst part?
What's that?
I'm pretty sure I gave him skinny jeans after I remade them, and he looked dumb.
You ruined it.
I did. It was so embarrassing.
That's so funny.
He was like real fucking bright and vibrant neon green, and he used to dog on mans, man. God, that's so embarrassing saying out loud.
That is funny. No, I mean, look, creating a wrestler was like, I feel like 50% of the fun of wrestling games.
Oh, dude, I couldn't tell you how many hours I spent tweaking and customizing the entirety of all of like the, because you could make fucking arenas, you could do the, you know, the characters, you can do the championship belts.
Yeah.
And it was just, I spent way too much time.
I would get real bad about like,
oh, you spent way too much time.
100%.
Yes, I know, Goobs, I know. But, like, I'd get hyper-focused on, like, this doesn't seem like a move Daddy Mac would do. So, like, I'd have a match, and I would quit the match and go edit it and then give him, like, different moves and then go back into a match and be like, okay, that's better. But those corner moves aren't right.
There was a lot you had to do to make your perfect star. You mean, you had to go do the move sets. You'd have to experiment with them. You'd have to be like, that entrance is kind of wacky. And if you didn't know how to make the character, your character would come out naked when, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like if you didn't have the entrance ring. Attire. Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, no. I'm subjecting these kids to things they shouldn't see. You
know. See, my problem was always continuity errors. And I'd be like, wait a minute. He doesn't have a necklace on in his entrance, but he does have a necklace on in the ring. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that wasn't the shit I gave. It was like, oh, shit, there's no fire glasses.
I wear glasses all the time.
Oh, yeah. You didn't ever take them off.
Nope. He'd wear them in the ring, walking through the ring, because I wear glasses all the time.
But the glasses would fall off. Didn't you always have a hat or something on, too?
So, depends.
Depends.
Depending on the game.
Compared to foreign object.
Yeah. Does a heck.
Or if you're playing a WCW game, an international object.
And the dad wears the indie wrestler wears a fucking hat when he's wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Toby, can I ask the gang a question?
Sure.
Okay, guys, can I ask you a question?
Just ask the fucking question.
You already
question.
Said yes.
You asked it. You just asked it.
Okay, so. I spent too much time saying, can I ask you a question?
Come on, spit
I really,
it out.
I forgot. Wait. Okay. Have y'all played any of the newer games?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I don't play them every year. I play them like every 2 years now.
Okay, so far.
Two or three. This last.
Let's get the 2 years ago one, the really, really, really shitty one.
Oh, yeah.
When they were in between developers?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your favorite newer wrestling game?
I mean, the one that's out right now, which is, as of this recording, is 2K24.
That one is so fucking cool. I just can't get over the fact that the boogeyman's in it and that you can fucking turn the lights off and show up behind them. That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, what are some of the best, like, hidden characters in games? I'm going to always think, like,
Fred Durst in fucking SmackDown, yeah.
Like, well, and, you know, I guess that's just like an ongoing thing now because what are the DLC characters for this new one?
Post Malone
is going to be a wrestler. Yeah. So it's kind of just been a thing where Fred Durst had his own entrance and stuff. Was that SmackDown? WWF SmackDown?
SmackDown games, yes.
Oh, so good. Stuff like that. What about when Head was a selectable character? I think that was WWF Raw or Warzone.
Warzone, okay, let's talk about this quickly, because I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to talk about worse games.
Yeah? What do you think?
I was so excited for Warzone to come out, just from looking in video game magazines back in the day, because that's what we had to look at. And so got that game, I think it was for Christmas or sometime thereafter. So excited to play it, and... Oh my God, was that ever a convoluted fucking mess?
It really was.
It was awesome because you could make ICP. They had like fucking Violent J, Shaggy Two Dopes, like actual face paint in the game. So you could make them, which was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely did that.
I can tell you that's not as bad as Fallout 76, though.
But you had to do like combos in order to do the moves. Like it was. You had to remember, like, fucking 20 Mortal Kombat combos.
Yes, I remember that. But that game had the coolest opening sequence. It had, like...
I don't know, man.
It had the
THQ game, Dig Diggity Dog.
The theme song for the No Mercy was the best, or the title screen.
Or the one where they're driving the big rig. That was awesome.
That's WCW Revenge, NWO Revenge.
Yeah, that was awesome.
No, the one on Warzone had basically it was the intro to Raw's War at the time, but it was cooler. It was so much cooler. I just watched it today. That's why I'm so hyped on it right now, because I watched it and I was like, God damn it, maybe I need to play this game. But yes, you're right. That game was dog shit. So bad. What were you about to say about Fallout 76?
Oh, the Goops was like, yeah, no, it was hyped up, and then it was fucking trash, essentially. And that was
I don't know.
He's just venting.
He is venting.
I never got to play
it. It was like that ECW game, too. It was the same fucking controls.
Yes.
And yeah. I was hyped for that, because I was a huge ECW mark. I still am. I love it. And, like, you could use, like, a whole bunch of different weapons in this game and everything. It's just like, oh, no.
What were your favorite?
These controls again. Granted, I got really good at them because I really wanted to play the game. And as a wrestling fan, you only had so many options at that time.
I think back in the day, I was like, I really liked WCW Nitro, and if playing it now, it sucks. Yeah, you laugh Sorry. Now, but it was fun at the time.
I owned it.
But then WCW Thunder was such a letdown, and I don't even remember why. I just remember getting it and being like, this is bullshit. Like, maybe it was because the mechanics were exactly the same and it had mostly the same characters, but I was just like, fuck this game, and I just didn't want to play it anymore.
Thunder had a mountain of unlockable wrestlers. So.
Yeah, now, those games, one of the things that I love on them is the promos that if you highlighted a wrestler, like, I just remember Kevin Nash going, come on, pick me, you know you wanna, or something like that. What were you about to ask, Colton? You had a good question, I think.
What were y'all's favorite matches to play?
Favorite match types in the games?
Royal Rumble, bar none.
Really?
That's my favorite mode.
I just always sucked at Royal Rumbles, and I'd get pissed when Daddy Mac would get thrown out, and then I had to be someone else.
Fucking quit the game and restart it.
You'd be playing, and then all of a sudden you're like Val Venus, and you're like, motherfucker.
It looked like the quarter pounder wasn't enough to save Big Mac from being eliminated.
I think I really liked between TLCs and Iron Man Extreme Rules.
You know what? I think you got Gibson really into the TLC matches, because that's all that kid would play forever.
I couldn't get into the Money in the Banks. I couldn't. I could not do it.
Oh, really?
I didn't like them.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Because it was harder.
I just don't like the ladder matches altogether in wrestling games for some reason. I never got into them.
Well, because they'd fucking throw you off the damn ladder anytime you got up there. And you're like, motherfucker, I was supposed to hit you.
I just remember, like, I can't remember which game it was that you got to go into the backstage area for the first time, which that would be a good question for Retro Olympics.
No Mercy, you could.
Yeah, but was that the first game that we could do it?
It's the first one I remember. I may be wrong, but...
I just remember that being such a cool, unique thing and just being like, whoa. So, like, every match would end up backstage. So, basically, I always had to do, like, a hardcore.
Did it have a whole game? WCW Backstage Assault?
I've never played that game.
Yeah, that game was nothing but backstage. There's actually no, like, normal wrestling mode. Everything was backstage.
That game was fucking
WCW
terrible.
Mayhem.
Mayhem was the first one?
Yeah.
Maybe I played that one. I don't remember.
Was the first video game to include backstage areas, which were released in the United States. WCW Backstage Assault, the sequel to WCW Mayhem, built on this feature.
Someone's like, I got $1 million idea. Let's have the wrestlers not be in the goddamn ring.
That new backstage they have in 2024 is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we're kind of getting close to our wrapping up thing.
I want to mention something.
Yeah, first. Yeah.
Because being up here in Canada, we didn't really have, like, unless you had some fancy satellite dish, you couldn't really watch WCW.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless, like, you're trading tapes with your buddies or someone knows someone. You're right. Not watching. Like, my one friend, like, later on when I was a teenager, like, 13, 14, he ended up getting, like, a satellite dish that was illegal or whatever the fuck his dad had one. So we go over there and watch, like, the WCW pay-per-views or whatever. And then, so I was playing the WCW games for 64. And I didn't know who some of the people were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some of the created characters that were in those games, like the random ones, I thought were real wrestlers.
Well, WCW, NWO, World Tour has wrestlers from now I think they had to change the names, but there were some, like, New Japan wrestlers and stuff like that. I'm sure Lethco probably knows more information about it than I do, but
Versus the World had a ton of real wrestlers. All they did is change the name of them.
Okay, yeah, that was the WCW Versus the World.
Yeah, the PlayStation one. I don't know nearly as much on the N64 ones, because I never got the N64 until, like, we're talking, like, 2005, 2006.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Most of my wrestling games were, like, PlayStation in that era.
I knew, like, the guys from WWE, of course, that were, or WWF at the time. But yeah, it was just like, I don't know who this guy is. Cool.
Wasn't that always great, though? Like, because it was the same engine and it was the same developers, once they started making the WWF games, they also kept all, like, Diamond Dallas Page's taunts and stuff in there and, like, all the moves. So you could make Diamond Dallas Page in, like, No Mercy and stuff. And I used to love that kind of stuff.
People still update these games now. There's a way you can... I forget what it is. But
the modding community is awesome for, like, No Mercy and stuff like that. I think we even talked about it.
Updated the graphics and everything. It was fucking sick.
And they have, like, current-day rosters.
I love Revenge, but my question about Revenge is, what were they smoking for the intro?
The big rig thing?
We got Sting blocking a semi. You got Hulk Hogan standing in front of a heart monitor. Oh, it's great. But what were they smoking?
Some good stuff. Wasn't it Macho driving the rig?
No clue.
I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know.
I just want to know why Hulk Hogan was standing in front of a heart monitor. What's happening?
Oh, man. I know there's been some wrestling games that have had some crazy storylines and stuff in them. But, like, some, like, fantasy stuff, like, where there's magic.
I forgot to mention the Day of Reckoning on GameCube was fucking good. I enjoyed those, Is it called Day of Reckoning?
Yeah. That's Toby's dark period where he was a skateboarder and he liked girls. And all my friends made fun of me for liking wrestling, so I went into the dark period.
I'm fuck 'em. I never stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Well,
just give me the green light, baby.
Well, let's go ahead and wrap everything up. Lethco, you just recently did a whole series with a couple other, like, podcasts and wrestling fans on Afterglow. And where all did it get broadcasted to?
It's on mainly the every place the podcast is normally on. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. If you search for Afterglow Retro, throw in the word retro, that way you don't get all the weird Afterglow podcasts that have nothing to do with wrestling. But there are 5 games I end up covering, and then we have a tournament with Soups and B-Rob, where we cover 16 wrestling games and just slowly eliminate one after the other until we determine what our favorite game is out of all of them.
Ooh, yeah.
Sort of wrestling games we didn't talk about.
I know. Ugh. So we need to cover some wrestling games this year. I think we need to stop, like, denying ourselves at least one or two wrestling games a year.
We're just going to have to keep this going all night, man. 10 long, hard hours of podcast.
All night long.
Colton, what about
definitely
you?
Definitely wrestling interest.
You going to tell us about, even though it's been on a slight hiatus, tell us about the podcast?
Yeah, just a second to yawn. You should go check out. We're plugging right now, right?
Yeah, we're plugging.
Yeah. You should go check us out. Super Talk Pros at Super Talk. Oh, God,
so bad at podcasting in general.
You should go check us out at Super Talk Pros, where you can listen to us on Spotify. We've been doing video episodes.
Yes, we have. There's a YouTube channel. I'm going to make these idiots start doing challenges. Let me tell you one of the challenges I want to make them do. I want to make them have a Slurpee drinking contest and see who can drink it the fastest without getting a brain freeze.
I will say we should film two in the same night. We should invite Justin over.
Shut up. Anyways, we'll talk about stop making plans on this show. Anyways.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Sorry.
He doesn't know how to do this.
I have to mail Toby some hot sauce.
I don't know. I tried to burn his mouth already, and he didn't find it. I did get Bean Boozled.
Nope.
And he's going to play Bean Boozled.
I am not.
For every wrong question he gets. But anyways, Goobs, shall we wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up.
Diggity dog.
Thank everyone for listening to this very special episode. We're just kind of blabbed about wrestling.
Yeah. Wrestling and video games.
There's a lot of memories here. Thanks to our friends, Keaton, who jumped on with us.
Yep.
Lethco. Useless.
thought you were just going to be like, yeah, thanks for the friends that popped up. Not fucking mention me.
That would have been even funnier. We'll have a regular episode out next week. We'll have Zero, the Kamikaze Squirrel. So that'll be out next week. And happy WrestleMania weekend, guys.
Tell me, we got to give some fucking Patreons nicknames.
Oh, you want to still do patrons right now?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Well, every episode, you can... I'm getting tongue-tied. Every episode, Goops gives nicknames to our patrons. You can go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia, and you can donate as low as $1 to get all the extra content that we provide. And, Goobs, what is going
to
be...
As always, thank you so much, Patreons. We fucking love you so, so much. From the bottom to the top rope. In our squared circle of hearts.
That's right. So, what nicknames are you...
Even though none of our Patreons are probably listening to this.
No, no. I'm sure there's, like, a lot of listeners that are like, wrestling? Pfft, no thanks. Which is fine.
But everyone loves big, meaty men slapping meat in Maple.
All right, Goobs. I'm assuming that you're going to do something wrestling-themed. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. Finishing moves.
Finishing moves. Perfect. All right. Let's start off with the Kep-Kep.
Booyaka Booyaka 619.
Low five, Alex.
Anaconda Vice.
We're gonna put Lethco on the spot right here. What are you gonna give him? What's you're giving these moves to them?
He's a clothesline from hell.
What about S. Duble?
Bonsai Drop.
Ashton Ruby.
F5.
Strawberry Milk Drinking Goobs. That's grim.
Get educated. Educator.
Parallax Puddles.
He gets a Jackknife Powerbomb.
Sean Brissett.
Mandible Claw.
What about Gilmy Talks?
Kill Switch.
Wolfman.
He gets the Meat Hook Clothesline.
I'm sure he'll like that. Paprika.
He gets the People's Elbow. Let's go for it.
Berg.
The moss-covered three-handled family Gradunza.
He gets a Razor's Edge.
Retro Rex.
The Pedigree.
The Ruse Bros.
Sharpshooter.
Keith Gasper.
The T-Bone Suplex.
I'm laughing at one that's coming up because I know I'm not going to say it right, and he's a bastard for it. Chris Copleen.
The Walls of Y2J.
All right. Look, this is Fat Shags, but he has it Mjolnir Echidna.
Oh, you fucking dick.
That was terrible. I really had to concentrate. I was looking ahead, trying to make sure I was going to say it right.
What, pouring from the forehead?
He gets a Stone Cold Stunner for that.
What about Poppy the Mask Eaton?
Sweet Chin Music.
What about the Wizard Ringo?
The Rock Bottom.
And last but not least, Riku.
Out of nowhere, the RKO.
Those are our patrons. Some of you are bastards trying to fuck with us.
Yeah, keep doing that. Go change your nicknames and fuck with Toby.
No!
I thought for a moment that you were going to copy Jericho's list of 1,004 holds and like every third get arm bar.
That is so funny. But yeah, go to badsecretmedia.com to get all the links to all of our stuff, all our social media and links to everything. We'll just leave it at that because, you've heard all this before. Go listen to a regular episode for our real outros, right? Anyways.
Holy fuck.
What?
Look up, Toby.
What's that?
The lights are out.
Oh, no.
The lights are out.
What? The lights are on.
Yeah. Lights are on. They're out again.
Oh, no.
They're on again. They're off again.
Is someone sneaking up behind me?
By God, it's Keaton with the chair. Game over, folks.